If you focus too much on the results, the joy of doing what you love will soon be lost. It is only joy that can take you to the goal. It is only love that can propel you into the success that you are seeking. Way too often we allow ourselves to be demoralized by the seeming distance between where we are and where we would like to be. We become overly obsessed with the destination and forget that the real joy, the true joy, is in the journey. A little satisfaction is found in the attainment of our goals, but this is soon lost because once the goal is set, or met rather, we go on setting new goals. No matter how high we climb the ladder of success, we will always find something more enticing, something more alluring than where we are currently. Although we are boundless beings and have the capacity to reach the summit of any level of success, we must not forget to enjoy the here and now. Wherever you are, this is where the joy and fulfillment must be found. Don't focus so much on the destination, the end, the goal, or the results of your actions. Place your greatest attention and intention into the means, into the work itself. If you do everything with great intensity of mind and attention of mind, you wouldn't have to work so hard. Success, abundance, and prosperity would all flow to you because of the tremendous amount of mental energy and feeling you put into your actions. All great artists, musicians, writers, inventors, scientists, businesswomen, and men know how to work with such mental intensity. In the realm of sports and athletics, this mental intensity is referred to as the zone. When a player is in the zone, all of their mental power is directed into the game that is being played. They're not thinking about what they will eat afterwards or what they will do afterwards or what they will wear tomorrow. Every action is intentional. Every movement is strategic and coordinated. They are able to silence the noise and the chatter of the stadium and to be completely in tune with the game. When we work, we should all strive to be in this state, in this zone, no matter what we are doing. We should be intentional with our actions, exerting the highest levels of interest, feeling, focus, and mental intensity. We must be able to tune out the chatter of distractions and silence the desires of the wandering mind. When you are in the zone, you are able to be in the here and now. You are in the here and now, caught in a rapture of love and vibrating at such a high level that whatever you may be doing becomes effortless. As your vibration, intensity, and focus increases, so does your magnetism. Magnetism is that power that draws things to you, often with little or no effort. If you have ever wondered why certain people seem to be blessed with fortune and success, even though it may seem as though they don't work very hard for it, it is because of their magnetism. Their ability to attract is due to the amount of focus, energy, passion, and love they put into their actions and line of work. Even the simplest tasks are done with precision, intention, and attention. The mind is fully engaged in the activity, and as all is mind, that mind has the ability to attract all. But the ordinary person usually works with a half mind and half-heartedly. The majority of their attention is fixed on the end of their work and what results will come of them. They never truly allow themselves to be fully engaged in the activity or the action. We cannot give half of ourselves to anything and expect fulfillment in life. Fulfillment comes by pouring yourselves and pouring ourselves into the things we love to do. And whatever we do, we must give it our entire being. When you give everything your all, you will not be empty. You will be fulfilled. Every action has an equal reaction. If we work with a half mind and a half heart, the results of our efforts will not be fruitful or fulfilling. Never allow your mind to stray away from the task at hand. Be energetically engaged in the things you do. Do not let your attention stray or your concentration to wander away from the work. The way you work will be the way you succeed in life. If you work in joy, then joy will manifest itself in the results. If you serve in love, then quite naturally love will meet you at the other end of your service. You need not worry about the outcome, the results. The laws of nature, more specifically the law of karma, works for us so that we can be completely immersed in the activity. If we are truly divine beings and made in the image of that which has created us, we must not work like slaves. We must work like masters. A slave works with their attention fixed on the reward and recognition. A master works for the sake of work and work alone. They have no attachment to the results of their actions, and thus whether outcomes are favorable or unfavorable, they are completely content and satisfied with the work they have done because they have given it their all. You know, great peace, creative inspiration, and clarity and success will come to those who work and serve with a sense of non-attachment. Learn to be more unselfish, thinking less about what you can gain from the work you do and more concerned with what you can give. Give for the sake of giving. Serve for the sake of service. Love for the sake of loving. Love is the most selfless thing that you can do, that you can give. It has no motives, no expectations, and makes no demands. It is ever giving, ever protecting, and ever satisfied with whatever it receives. The universe operates entirely by this law of love. Do you see how freely it gives and provides, without a demand for anything in return? Notice how nature nurtures us with such love, attentiveness, and care. Did you have to ask for the sun to rise? Did you call forth the wind to caress your face while tracking through the city on a hot summer day? Did you command the tides to rise or beg the bees to pollinate? Did you have to create the food that you ate? No. Nature nurtures because she loves. Without the expectation of reciprocation, without the need for recognition or reward, without a desire to possess or control. It would benefit us greatly if we sought to work as nature works. What freedom, what joy, and mental ease would come to us all if we did. Nature will succeed and survive for eternity because of its selflessness and unconditional service to all. If you adopt these qualities as your own, you will be remembered as one of the greatest souls to have ever graced this earth. Remember, be non-attached to the work that you do, and give gratitude to the things that are done through you. Walk with love in your heart, and your mind ever fixed on God. Put forth your greatest effort and attention into the work, and allow His laws to work in your favor. Trust the process. Focus not on the goal. Concentrate on the joy that can be found in the journey. All of the joy is in the journey. All of the peace, all of the success is truly in the journey. All of the learning, all of the wisdom, all of the knowledge is in the journey. Enjoy the journey. Find joy in the journey. May you journey through life with peace and ease and grace and love and God-centeredness. Love be with you. Joy be with you. God be with you. My love. My love. My love. My love.